Well, I think,
You know, I think, first of all, South Elgin came out and they're good enough to make you work to get the ball back.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I noticed, is that when they, when we've lost the ball, you know, they could put 4, 5, 6, 8 passes together, mm-hmm. not panic, and we had to work to get the ball back.
Yeah.
And it was good for us to have to go through that exercise. But, you know, because believe it or not, even some teams that are better than they are, at least based on record, won't keep the ball and be as patient.
Yeah.
So it was good to play against a team like that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they went up a goal. And then we, you know, I think we tried, you know, in terms of being urgent, but, you know, the quality wasn't there in the first half. You know, the quality really wasn't there. And so, you know, we had to regroup at halftime and you know, try for us, it's the final ball. We've been harping on it for 3 weeks. The mm-hmm. final ball, the through balls, the split balls. We have the runs, but the execution's been letting us down.
Yeah. So. Well, the nice thing is, you know, it kind of snowballed there. You got a goal, and then, you know, and then another in quick order, and it seemed like South Elgin got demoralized, and so it just kind of kept compounding on itself. But it is nice to see, like you said, your team does seem to have the knack to put goals together in short order, and that's a good sign.
Yeah, we've had that in a few games this year where we scored and then scored again right away. And that's a good sign, because a lot of teams will let down after they score mm-hmm. a goal. It seems to have the opposite effect for us.
Yeah, they just keep pushing. Yeah, we keep pushing forward, and that's again. So you know, it's a nice opportunity. You got a chance to get everybody out there, and everyone got a chance to play today. And you know, it's senior night. You get to honor you know, a ton of seniors. And again, since you really haven't played a whole lot lately, it was nice just to get a good match in.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Get our game legs under us a little bit, and get another match in, because it has been, you know, that mid-season 9 days off kind of deal that we had to go through.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's good and bad. You know, we got to work on some things that a lot of teams don't get to work on. But you lose your match timing.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of thing. But you know, so good. You know, it was a good outcome.
Yeah.
For what could have been a tricky day.
Yeah. And now now you get to a weekend where you will run into some. You know, you're going to be tested. A couple of quality teams, Council, Chaminade. So that should be beneficial, your weekend trip to St. Louis.
Yeah, we're looking forward to, you know, getting away and bonding a little bit, mm-hmm. overnight trip, and then the quality of our opponents. You know, we probably haven't seen, you know, since earlier in the year, you know, caliber like this. So,
yeah.
You know, we're going to have to bring our A game just to be in games, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think the guys are up for it.
Uh-huh.
But again, you know, we haven't been tested. I just hope it doesn't take us too long to get into the games.
Yeah.
You know, mentally and physically.
Yeah. Okay.